Me tukumihi kia koe D. Thanks for coming back to talk to us this evening on Talkback. Tēnā koe.
Okay, tēnā koe, Claudia. Nice to talk to you again.
Yes. Wanted to get, have a catch up, and I thought Talkback would be really good because then whānau can ring in afterwards if they also have a comment. Now that you you have gone through this situation and you can tell us whether you're still vaccinating and tell us how your boy is, but isolating at home is been a bit of an issue for some of our whānau. They haven't had the support. They don't get the information or resources. And hopefully, with your experience of isolating at home with your boy and your partner, do you have any recommendations, any great advice that you can offer our whānau who are isolating at home?
First of all, I want to just put out there that you know, this is a new thing for New Zealand. So, you know, the ministry, everyone is getting feedback from those in isolation, including myself. And there are improvements that are going to be happening. So everyone, I know everyone's situation is different. In my bubble, there was just my son who tested positive. He's 11. And my partner, Al, who is here too. He might jump in at some stage. So our experience, we're quite lucky. So Buster only had a fever, a temperature, a headache for 2 days, and then he was sweet as. So that was a couple of weeks ago. And you know, as I said, I've watched a whole lot of people's stories. We're all in the same boat. You know, we have a daily check-in every day. Someone from the health organization calls us to, you know, check our symptoms, etc. Everything is a no for us because he was asymptomatic after those 3 days. And just letting everyone know how it works is that positive person has to be in isolation for 10 days. So our frustration was, I'm all right. I work from home in the call center, but Al has his own business. He's a courier, his own business, so he needs to be out there delivering parcels. So our frustration was every day, the health advisor would say, oh, what day are you? And we're like, well, you tell us what's in the computer. You tell us, are we day three? Are we day four? So that was poor for us because they would say something like, we take it from the infectious period. We take it from the date you were positive. So, yeah, they've got our feedback and things will be improved. Lots of things have happened this week. I would say for whānau, have a plan ready. You know, initially I was saying, go and get vaccinated. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's your call. But have a plan. Have a plan ready in place. If you get sick or someone in your house gets sick, who's going to look after your tamariki? Who's going to take you to the hospital? And that sort of thing. You know, I work in the food bank at Ngāwhari Wātea for Mūma, Manukau Urban Māori Authority. We've had whānau call in. We've got this awesome outreach program that the team have set up. Puhi Huia Wade runs it. So we've got whānau stuff isolating. That's a new thing. We'll send you a kai parcel. We do that anyway, but for our whānau stuff isolating at home, give us a call and we can help you in that regard. The health phone people, they have a checklist. So they have, you know, check your symptoms. They also ask you, so they check on your well-being as well as your health. So they'll ask you the questions of, you know, do you need welfare assistance? Do you need kai or do you need this? So I don't know what those options are because I've said no to those options. So I'm not too sure exactly. I would say they probably refer you to the MSD and maybe some food banks in your area.
What about medical advice? Were you kept up to date, or were there timely calls to ask how you were going, if you know how your temperature was? Because we're even hearing stories of whānau in MIQ that haven't been contacted. So it does sound as though it's inconsistent. How did you find it?
Yeah, now we're sweet as. We get a morning text, a daily text. The three of us were getting text every morning, and then we get the phone call. So each of us were getting, you know, well, we would just do it on one hit. You know, it'll come through on my phone, and I'll just say, yep, I'm doing D, Ratu, and Buster. We'll do them all on one hit, and then they have to go through the, you know, do you have headache? Do you have muscle ache? Do you have vomiting, etc., for all three of us. And as I was saying before, that's every day. And then they have your, you know, the outside uni welfare. Well, for us, as I said before, we don't need any of that. We're quite capable. We're lucky. And I feel for those families who haven't had the same kind of ride as we have, because other than the they didn't know what day we were last week, you know, that was the only frustrating part for us. Otherwise, every day we have a different person. They ask the same questions. And they're doing the best that they can, you know. I see some people on the news tonight. They have been in ISO for 4 weeks, you know, and they were waiting on their release letter. So I understand what that is. So Buster was positive. He got his release letter on the Saturday. But we had to chase them. We had to ring them and say, hey, we're waiting for a clinician to release them. What's happening? And they're like, oh, we'll find out. We'll find out. It took 2 days for someone, and it was us that rung them back. So, you know, they're probably just bogged down.
Yeah, they are bogged down because apparently there's over 4,500 now isolating at home, as opposed to, because, you know, they're family members and probably tamariki that can't be anywhere else because they're underage. So, you know, it bumps up the numbers. Can I just ask also too, was there any type of rongoā that you used while you were isolating, or any type of rongoā you used for your boy?
Kaore. He was fine. Seriously, he had the fever on the Tuesday. It was just pamo, a cold flannel, all night, lay beside him. So that's another thing to find out. I didn't have him in a room. I just kept him with me in our whare. I wasn't anal and following him around, sanitising everything. We just shared the same space. So no rongoā, just pamo for the first 2 days. And then he was fine. Then his appetite was back. So I knew he was sick because he had the fever, and then he was really sleepy. So he had 2 days in a row where he just needed to have a nap. And then he was fine. Once I knew he was eating again, I went, oh, yep, you're back. You're back, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he couldn't go to school last week. He only got clearance on Saturday, just gone. So I kind of kept him home for the first few days because I couldn't get him to... I couldn't take him to school because I'm in ISO, you know. So with Al and I had to stay in ISO for another 10 days from last Saturday. So this is day 6, and we can't wait to get out of here Tuesday. So Tuesday he goes back to work. I can still work from home. But, you know, you just take the little things for granted that you can just pop up to the supermarket or pop out to get some fish and chips. We can't. We're doing everything right. We just have to, when we go and get out.
And so when do you come out?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Your Tuesday.
Day 10 is Monday.
Why did Buster get his release letter before you?
Because he was the positive case.
Yeah, but do you get a letter, even though you're not a positive case, because you're isolating? Why is your isolation longer than Buster's?
Oh, that's how the system works. That's how it works. So the positive person... they have 10 days, and then everyone in that bubble, they also have, from the day that he gets cleared, they have to stay another 10 days.
Now, sure, I don't know tail, medical... it's a tail thing, just in case there is a couple of days where it catches up and presents itself, probably. Hey, Dee, thank you so very much for joining us this evening. Thank you very much for all your advice as well, too, for our whānau, because there are a lot of whānau now who are having to isolate at home and who are feeling a little bit cut off. So we really appreciate your call, Dee.
Oh, my pleasure. Nga mihi.
Nga mihi, kia koe. Thanks very much to Dee Dalamere.